Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six and seven figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and a welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by Big Thinkers Academy. You can visit us at www.bigthinkersacademy.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure-earning women, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love to provide inspiration, encouragement, and rich, rich content for you, the listener. And second, we just must edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and today is another fabulous Monday. Yes, it is, July 30th. Wow, it's the end of the month, almost 2012. We're halfway through this year. Can you believe it? Well, you know what? I want you to know this for sure, that no matter what it looks like today, your future is extremely bright, and right now we can begin living it in the present. I'm so excited to have you on the show today and want to remind you that we are here every week. That's right, at the same time. That's 12 noon Eastern, so we appreciate you for spreading the word. Well, you know it. Today is going to be another great show, as always, yes. You know, there is a tremendous amount of noise out there around online marketing. I mean, it is so much that it can be really, really overwhelming. You know, you have people that tell you how much money you can make, people that profess to be experts, coaches. They're your light to the pathway of success in this online marketing. And it really, really can just make a person stall out today because there's so much through social media, through internet, through blogs. What is a person to do? Well, you know we have it right here for you today. Our guest has over 10 years of experience, and trust me, she has documented herself. She's proven to be a force to be reckoned with. She has been consistent and is earning a lovely six figures right from home. And she's going to speak very candidly today about the myriad of opportunities online and how you can develop your strategy for a winning success story. So, yes, our guest today is Ms. LaShondra Henry. Like I said, she's been an online marketer for over 10 years. She owns over 15 web properties, including Sister Sense, Black Business Women Online, Multiple Shades of You Online, the Black Parenting Blog, the Black Moms Club, and several other sites that make up the MSOY network. Outside of maintaining her own web properties, LaShondra is a web designer. She's a self-published author, an online marketer, blogger, and speaker, working mainly with women entrepreneurs. And this is her passion, to help you today. So we're not going to hold her from you very long. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from none other than our very special guest today, Ms. LaShondra Henry. Hold tight. We'll be right back.
Three women are murdered every day. Around the world, at least one in three women has been or will be abused in her lifetime. It's time to change these statistics. Join Saving Promise, a national grassroots movement that's bringing about real change. Visit www.savingpromise.org to join our One Voice campaign and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Text My Promise to 20222 to make a $5 donation. We need your voice. Together we can live, thrive, and be free of domestic violence.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E. BeatyGroup.com or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Hello, we are live here on Wealthy Sisters. Happy Monday to everyone. I want to thank you for joining us today. We see the lines are packed out. Wow, in the chat room, we see you there. If you've got any questions today, we're going to do our very best to get to them with our phenomenal guest. I have so much respect for her. I've been able to be in her presence online now for the past, I guess, going on 6 years now. And I tell you, we are in for a treat today, so I'm not going to hold her from you any longer. I want to say a very, very special welcome to Wealthy Sisters, Miss LaShonda Henry. Hello.
Hello, hello. Really excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. LaShonda, we are so happy to have you, too. And, you know, we want to make sure everybody hears everything you have to say today. Are you on your handset? You're not on that speakerphone, are you? I know she's a multitasker, everyone, and knows how to get it all done. But we want to make sure you have that handset up so they can hear every word. Because trust me, when they know that LaShonda Henry is on the line, they want to hear what you have to say. And congratulations to you, lady, for doing such a phenomenal job in this online world. And we want to say thank you for blazing the trail for everything that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. It's been a hard road. It's a lot of challenges. But I feel that we all need to be motivated. You know, self-motivation is the key. If we're not motivated, we're not moving forward. So I do what I can to motivate my fellow sisters online to keep it on.
That's right, that's right. And, you know, you said something there, a mouthful right there when you said we have to be self-motivated. And that is so true. You know, many faiths speak about that, how you have to continuously speak to yourself, encourage yourself. We know in the Bible it talks about speaking to yourself in hymns and songs and medleys. So you are so right. Tell me now, how have you, well, let's go to the background. I know you have a background in computer science, but how did you actually get started in this online world 10 years ago?
Really, for me, it came out of something really interesting. I was watching this cartoon, and it's called Hey Moni. I don't know if anybody's familiar with that, but it's about two African-American sisters, and it just amazed me because it was the first time I saw two African-American women in an animated form. I thought, I love this. This is great, and I wanted more of it. So I went online. I started looking for stuff for women entrepreneurs of color, for black women, and a lot of the stuff that I saw was not positive. And so I said, you know what? I needed to start building and created. I created at the time my first website, Multiple Shades of You Online, and I've just been growing and building ever since. So when I see something that's missing, and if I can't find it, I'm going to create it. So that's kind of where the story began.
Right. That is the success story of most entrepreneurs, and I love it because you're able to fill a need, and that's really what we are here to do, is to provide a service and fill a need, and in exchange for filling that need, you can be greatly rewarded for that in so many ways. So tell us, what have been some of the rewards for you? Working from home, I would imagine, would be one. But tell us some of the insight and share that with us today.
For me, you know, when you talk about working from home, just the ability, I think, to be in a space where I can be with my family is ideal. And, you know, beyond making six figures or even millions, more often than not when I speak to women, they just want to have the flexibility to be with who they love and do what they love. And I think at the heart of the day, I think that's the most important thing. That's the biggest blessing of being able to work for yourself.
Having that flexibility and that freedom, you're right, because, I mean, there is a wealth in so much. Of course, we talk about our health. And we talk about the greatest fortune, I know you mention that often, is, you know, being with family and having that time to spend with those who you want to be with. And then also being able to choose who you want to do business with as well. I believe that's a great advantage from that as well. So
absolutely.
Now you started out with the Multiple Shades of You. What did you have an idea, you know, when you started that platform of what you would see today with the online of on-site of what you got all the social media platforms like Facebook? I know we started out with the Ning platform there, and, you know, you've got Twitter and all this. Did you imagine, did you have some insight as to how huge this would be today?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm going to be honest with you. WWW for me meant the Wild Wild West. It was an opportunity for me to get on a space where I can turn my dreams into reality. And so 10 years ago when I went online, I just said I needed to be able to share my voice with people and share that information. I always believe in being on the cusp of technology because we never really know what's coming next. So, you know, if you're listening and thinking I'm too late, absolutely not. You're never too late because there's always something new happening. And so I'm always like, just be involved in it and be a part of the process. You know, I recently released the Success in Print magazine, and in the last issue, the summer issue, I talked about how to make a decent $50,000 plus online. I did pretty much what everybody does. You go and you search for how to make money online, home-based opportunities, you name it. I tried it. But in the process of doing that, I found my comfort zone. I found those things that I could realistically sell and be comfortable with and be passionate about. And so it was a process. I'll never say that, you know, I was that futurist that said, yes, you know, there's going to be Twitter and Facebook. But I think it was just about using the platform, being on top of technology, and just making the most of what I had.
And being so smart at it as well. How does a person stay on top of technology? Because I talked about in the intro that there is so much, and I'm sure you can probably agree with that. Especially from 10 years ago. You know, the other day you have people, you've actually been out here for 10 years, but you have people that have been on 10 weeks that they can buy a program and say that I'm an expert now, you know, in 10 days. And so how does an individual who is looking to reinvent themselves or want to enhance their current business or to go in business or maybe to do something on the side or part-time, how do they separate and dive through all or filter through all of the noise that's out there?
You know, on Sis Defense, there's a video that I did. I was on PBS, and we talked about social media marketing. Is it working for you? Because like you said, there's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that before you even get into social media marketing, you've got to have a clear vision of what your product or service is because it's just a platform. So once you know what your product or service is, find the platform that works for you. That's simple. If you like to talk, then maybe you want to do radio. If you like to be in front of the camera, then maybe you want to dominate YouTube. Or if you like to write, then maybe you should be in a blog. But don't necessarily think you've got to be on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, blog, all of them. Find the platform that you are most passionate about, that works best for your skill set, and dominate that first. I find that it's always going to be a new stream of some other social media stuff, but if you can find a space that you can dominate, that's the best way to go.
That is some great advice. Find that platform, because I think what has happened, what I've seen happen with a lot of people and a lot of some of our clients that come on board, they realize, okay, they were in the first part of the first 10 years, if you will, these last 10 years. I don't need that. I'm not doing that. That's foolish. And so now the whole world is using it. And, I mean, you can't turn on the television and you can't even watch a commercial anymore without seeing "follow us on Twitter," you know, at the bottom of the commercial now. So I think there might be a sense of panic for some people who had not embraced it, you know. So that's really good advice that you're telling them to really sift through and find their particular platform for what they are promoting in marketing. That's great. Any other success tips you like to share?
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to social media, one, I say spend the majority of your time on a platform you're most comfortable with and works with your skill set. But then also, there are little things that you can do to be on other spaces but not feel like it's overwhelming. For example, Facebook. I love the fact that on Facebook you can engage by sharing different types of medium. I sometimes go on Facebook and share my videos. So I'll just go on and I'll share a link and I'll ask a question, what do you guys think, and that commentary will be there. I think you can consistently use these spaces without feeling overwhelmed by them. Just do a little, just go in a little bit, interact for a couple of minutes, you know, engage and share and then walk away. Don't feel like you have to be on them 24/7 because obviously as business owners, we need to work on our business and not social media. But, you know, either by sharing a video or, you know, discussing an engaging photo or a current event, you can take 10 minutes or less on a Facebook page and then move on to the next thing. But just think about using these things in bite-sized pieces as opposed to feeling like, you know, you've got to master all of them and you've got to do it by this weekend because you don't.
I love that, bite-sized pieces. Now, that's good advice for a lot of things, especially for someone like myself who is a visionary and see the end before I begin. So bite-sized pieces are very, very good, taking one step at a time. That's true. Now, tell me this. What would you say, LaShonda? This is coming from LaShonda Henry, someone who has over 10 years in this business. Tell us, what is your definition of online marketing?
Well, for me, online marketing is essentially using the web to communicate your vision. That's really what it is. And communicating your vision in such a way that obviously if you're marketing something, you have a means, an end in mind. Communicating in such a way that you present value so that people become friends and then customers. So essentially you want to be able to engage people, you want to build brand recognition and loyalty. But again, it's very different from simply going on and saying, this is my product, here it is. You know, you've got to create conversations and, you know, that buzzword, build relationships with people, really by letting them know who you are. I think, you know, for people who follow me on BBWO or SysDefense, it's not just because I'm sharing products or services, it's because they know me as the mom entrepreneur who's been doing this for a while. And when I talk to a lot of the women I coach, I see and I feel a resistance sometimes. You know, I'm just going to promote the business. I don't want people to know me. It's not about me at all.
Right,
but
right.
But online, it has to be, especially as an entrepreneur. They've got to get a sense of who you are and what you do. Case in point, really funny, on my last workshop, one of the things I talked about was the significance of video and how Oprah had done an interview with 50 Cent, which for a lot of people changed their perception of 50 because they said, I didn't know that he was, you know, he rubs his massages his grandmama's feet and he's so intelligent and thoughtful. And because of that video, a lot of people went from, ew, 50 to, oh, okay, 50, go ahead. And you don't understand how significant it is to use a tool like video to build that brand recognition and that loyalty. So when it comes to online marketing, like I said, it's about using it as a tool to create a conversation that's going to build your brand and your business at the same time.
I love that. That is another great point, LaShonda, because you're talking about being authentic. You know, and I think that's one of the ways a person can filter through. And we all have the skill set to really be able to, you know, tell if someone is being authentic or not. I mean, okay, yeah, there are some exceptions to the rule, of course. But if we listen to our intuition, if we're, you know, if we're quiet enough to learn how to hear and listen, we could tell that. And people want to be able to know who they're communicating with. You're right. I mean, back in the day, probably the mid-90s, that was the end, really, of the era of you put a picture up and, you know, of talking about your business or what have you, and there's no photograph of the CEO or anything. Anytime you have commercials now, even though Dave Thomas was one of the first ones to do it, he was doing it back in the 80s with Wendy's saying who he was. But now, you know, you have GM, that commercial they were running with when they paid their money back, the president walking, the CEO, and, you know, you've got faces of people. People know the gentleman that just passed away with Apple, was it Jobs, you know.
Steve
so people,
Jobs.
People want to know who you are. So that's a really good point.
And, you know,
they can really value.
What I will say to that is, like I said, a lot of women, especially if you're listening to this, are resistant to that for one reason or another. And, you know, I try on Sister Sense and I try with my individual people that I talk to just really work on that, because you have to be visible and you have to be comfortable in your own skin. Because if you're not comfortable with what you're buying, people are not going to what you're selling, people are not going to buy it.
Right, right, because they do buy you. They buy you no matter what. And that is the truth. You know, it's not really about that product. The product is you. You're right. You are right. You are right. That's good. That's good. And, you know, it's interesting. I know that a lot of times maybe, well, I'm not going to assume that. Tell me why you think some of your clients push back from revealing their identity or saying who they are in this arena.
You know, we are ambitious in one sense, and then we have our own fears and insecurities in another. And for I know for myself, I can't speak for all women entrepreneurs, sometimes we step out on faith, but we don't necessarily have a choir behind us saying, keep going, keep going. So for some women, it's the fear that if I put it out there, I'm going to get backlash, or I'm going to hear commentary that I really don't want to hear. For other women, it's personal. They don't necessarily want certain people all up in their business. You know, I don't want them to see what I'm doing. There are a lot of different reasons why people are resistant to putting themselves out there in combination with their business. I've dealt with clients who have known that for years in their particular industry, to be an African-American, let alone a female, is not going to sell. So they will have other people be the face of their business. And so, I mean, the list goes on. But for me, I can't really, as opposed to simply just kind of going through the list, I will just say you've got to internally be introspective, figure out what the issues are that are holding you back and making you resistant to that, and rise above that, because, again, it's important in this day and age to be the face of your business. Online especially, that's how your business is going to grow.
Right, right. And I think, you know, you still, it might be in some sense, too, a certain level of control that might be given up. You know, people might be concerned with that. And you control what you put out there. I mean, you don't have to put your mailing, your home address, and you don't have to say, you know, who you went out with or anything like that.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, lighthearted things that you can share without being so personal and maintaining that. And there are ways to do that. Like my mom said, if you don't want somebody to know something, you don't tell them, so that you don't. You don't
right, exactly.
You don't communicate.
I definitely agree with you there, the idea of control, and that as soon as they come on the net is somehow going to take over their identity. You know, on Sister Sense and BBWO, I share my hubby, I share my son, and for some people that's nerve-wracking. You do have to kind of work your way up to that, baby steps. But what I put out there of my family is defined and represented by me. And so, you know, unless there's paparazzi behind me showing some stuff that I didn't necessarily control. I mean, and to be honest with you, most of us, we don't have that. You know, I don't have paparazzi around me. Really, what I put out there is what I represent and how I represent it. So also being conscious of the fact that when you don't represent yourself, you are leaving it up to other people to do that. So if you have a business or if you've got a product, if the only thing up there is other people's commentary and or reviews, that's necessarily not the best way to represent your business, or it's not how you probably would do it. So, you know, also just keep in mind that when you're not being vocal about who you are and what you do, other people are going to fill in that gap.
Yeah, that's a good point, because if you don't control that, because there are all types of sites out there that people make those comments on or what have you, and if you're not responding or setting a standard to that or allowing people to really see who you are, that can be a challenge there. You're right.
Now, you know, before you go, I'll just say this because it popped into my head. I just saw a while ago, apparently Oprah has haters on Twitter about what she's doing as far as being conscious and supporting the black community. Understanding now with social media that people have the power. People have the voice. And so even when you are resistant to these spaces, people are commentating, and there are people like Oprah who have to comment back. So if Oprah has to, you gotta have to say, well, I gotta do this too, because it's a part of the process.
Right. And you know, it's so funny you mentioned, and I think I said that in one of my tweets today about the show. You said, I'm not a celebrity. I mean, you said I don't have that paparazzi like everybody else does. But, you know, I jokingly said you have over 40,000 followers on Facebook. I'm like,
yeah.
She's not a celebrity. How does she do that? Because people automatically think, you know, and this is why I do the radio show, why I've built the platform like this, and why I know you do what you do, so people can understand. Trust me, I appreciate, and I have so much respect for entertainers, so much respect for athletes, anybody that develops themselves and able to create the skill and to be able to provide for their families in such ways that they have. I have so much respect for them. And I also have a tremendous amount of respect for those individuals like yourself who have built businesses, people who have gone to school or what have you, who done extremely well, what have you. You know, there are so many ways to skin a cat, as the old people say. You know, so many ways to make money out here and to be successful. And it's not just in that entertainment or athletic community. So how in the world, you know, did you get so many followers, and can you share with those individuals? I know you've already started saying that about building the relationships and being able to engage and having a clear vision of what you want to market online. But how did you do that, and how have you been able to create such a large following?
Oh, I can definitely share, because, you know, I'm an open book on that topic. like I said in this last issue of the magazine, I did what I did when I was a kid. I took my hands, I figured out what I could create, and I started to sell. That's just, it's just that simple. I said, you know what, I can make websites, I can do graphics, you know, I can share my skill set. And so I decided to go online and looking through directories like Craigslist, one of the first places I went, and I started doing consulting. I started doing little web gigs because I said, you know what, I'm going to work my 9-to-5, but I love this stuff. I've got to have a way to monetize this stuff, and that's kind of where it started for me. Think about your skill set, something that you can contribute to the world and that people would find value in. At first, I just did web design, but then it expanded to now I'm specializing in web banners and graphics, and I've got quite a few big client projects for social networks. Nowadays, everybody wants a name network, and I've got several successful ones, and I actually design them for people. So, you know, again, you can start with your two hands, whether you're a crafty sister or, you know, you've got a particular skill that you can share. And then I think about just kind of expanding that. You know, I did ebooks, and the social network in and of itself is monetized a lot of different ways. A big one, blogging, as I discussed in that issue as well, 5 ways to monetize your blog. I started to do AdSense advertising and affiliate advertising as well, just kind of trying to figure out how I can build off of my interest in either creating websites or helping people maintain their own. So what I like to do is kind of like use a flow chart, so to speak. So you sit down and you think about, okay, well, these are my skill sets. And then you think, okay, well, how can I turn this skill into an actual product or service? And so you just start branching out, you know, okay, well, I can do the web design, or I can maintain a blog, or I can write an ebook, you know, and you start branching out, and then you say, okay, well, now here's a particular one, the ebook. Well, what am I going to write about? How am I going to produce the book? And you keep branching out. Well, what services am I going to use? That's where it starts. I never tell people, you know, go online and start doing a search, because you start doing a search and then your head is spinning. Start with yourself, you know, start with a pen and a pad. Start with yourself, your mind. Sit down, think about that, branch off in that beautiful flow chart. Then when you get to the specifics of the product and services, you can start searching, because then you're not searching just, you know, for that arbitrary home online business, but specifically, how would I create this kind of a product or service online?
And that's good because you keep taking it back to yourself. Keep taking it back to what are your skill sets and what are
right.
What is it that you can do? Because I think what might happen too, like I said, in that panic attack that some people might be experiencing is, well, I got to do something, so let me just hop and do this because somebody else is doing it and they're doing extremely well with it. But, I mean, I don't know about you, LaShonda, but I have noticed that success is a lot to do with your skill set. It has a lot to do with who you know. It has a lot to do with, you know, your work ethic as well. I mean, that,
yes.
Oh, yeah, that has an, oh, yes, the work ethic. Let me say that again. Work ethic.
Ethic, yes.
Yes, but at the same time, I have found timing to be an exceptional ingredient in success because, you know, I use this example all the time. You can go out and create a storefront and sell 8-track players or 8-track cassettes or whatever they call them at the time, you know, and that timing is not going to be right for that. That was back in the 70s. That timing is gone, so you've got to be able to seize the right timing with that as well. Do you think that plays a great role on that too?
I definitely think that time is significant. But you know what I think about when it comes to time? You can never stop. So there's no way for me to determine, you know, when something's going to happen. I didn't know when I was going to be on Ebony. I didn't know when I was going to get a call and somebody said, hey, do you want to be on PBS and talk about social networking? But
right.
I just kept moving forward. So
right.
Things are going to happen in the right time,
in
but
the
they're
right
just not going to happen if you stay still.
Right.
You know, you
right.
just got to keep working and plunging and just moving forward. And, you know, like I said, you may find that you're trying to sell 8-tracks at the wrong time. But in order for an opportunity to arise, you kind of have to make that mistake and grow through it.
Right, right.
So like
oh,
I said,
I
for
it.
Me, there's no way to really kind of pinpoint when it's the right time or things are going to magically come into place. You just have to put the energy and put things in motion and everything will kind of work out when it should.
Yes. Isn't that amazing how that happens,
it
though,
is.
When you put it in motion? I mean, I have story upon story, some I can't even speak on right now. They have to be in the book, you know. But when you step out there and really move forward, that everything you need to carry out that goal will come your way. It doesn't come when you want it, you know.
Right. Right.
But it does come right on time, as they say. But now you've mentioned that word process too, because I do believe that everything is a process. Can you expound on that, you know, more of our listeners today on how
mm-hmm.
important the process is? Because you used that example of, hey, you start an 8-track store. Okay, well, maybe that didn't work this time, but you started the process. But in that, if you hadn't have started that 8-track store, you wouldn't know that that wouldn't work. So talk about the process and how important that is to someone's success.
Oh, it absolutely is. I believe in, like I said, I'm a list girl, sitting down and creating lists, because then
mm-hmm.
I work through them and I go, okay, mm-hmm. set this, okay, this didn't work, I go back. You have to really figure out what you need to do to fulfill every vision you have. It can be something as small as, I am going to do this 3 tasks today, or I'm going to work on this client project tomorrow. Whatever the task may be, you've got to have a process for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in defining the process for myself, because then it becomes real. It's kind of like when you work the 9-to-5 and you have, you know, your employee, your manager says, okay, well, this is our process for how we fill out these forms. This is the process we use when every Friday we have a meeting. When we're the boss, we have to create these processes for ourselves, because then it becomes clearer for us as to what we have to do. They might not always be correct, because I know throughout the process we'll figure out how to fine-tune them and make them better, but they have to be there. Because, you know, if you're just kind of blowing in the wind and just doing whatever, sometimes those impulses will lead you astray.
Right.
But when you get clearer for yourself, it's almost like it's not your objective anymore. It's your God-given objective. It's your mission. And that's how I feel. You know, I can I don't work for anyone but me, so I can essentially wake up and do absolutely nothing. But when I set processes and systems for myself, I know, okay, this is the agenda for today, LaShonda. We got to work this out. So it's really important as with respect to moving forward and going through the experiences that are going to essentially teach you what you need to know about building your business.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Developing that system, you know, I know that. I love the acronym. It says what save yourself time, energy, and money. Having that system in place. Yeah, having that system in place. And then I love the fact of what the process of success can teach you as well is going through those peaks. Like you said in the beginning, you were honest. And I told our listeners at the beginning that you would be very candid, that it has not always been peachy king, as they say, or very sweet, that you've had some challenges in that process. You've been able to learn what worked, to tweak this or maybe add or create something else that could be more successful than the next product. So how has that, or what would you like to share on that part of the process as well, of people staying in the game long enough to figure out what really works for them and how normal it is to have something that doesn't work and change? Big corporations do it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. You know, and why is it so hard for us as small business owners to adapt to that concept? Oh, my God, they're changing. Something didn't work. Oh, my gosh, it is okay. That's the process. Share more about
absolutely.
Your opinion.
There are actually two things that I can say about that. One is that rebranding is important. Okay,
yes.
And so, you know, I've got my system, it's called the refactor, seven different things that you've got to keep in mind. One of them is that you always have to consider rebranding.
Okay.
I don't believe in starting over. I don't believe in that because I feel like we all have a wealth of knowledge, and if you just kind of let it sit there, or you say, okay, well, that was good last year, but it's not great. Even when you did the A-tracks, there were things you did in that system that you can pull into 2012. Certain things that ever believe. So understanding that when it comes to either maybe making the business better or revitalizing the system, sometimes you just need to rebrand it so that you can have a fresher look and recharge your business.
Mm-hmm.
On the topic of that, I also think about my keeper quote that I wrote for this issue was, "The show must go on."
Mm-hmm.
And things are going to happen that are just going to knock us for a loop, but you can't stop. So you can't stop and you can't start over. You just have to keep going on. So if that means, you know, revamping it, rebranding it, you know, okay, well, maybe they don't like it this way. Maybe it's not what it looks like. Maybe it's the audience that you're trying to reach. You know, something about it can be shifted or tweaked. And here's, on that topic, this is what I can say. We can be self-reflective only but so much. So, you know, I can say sit down and think about it, but if you've got a blockage and you really cannot see what needs to be changed and shifted, then you need to talk to somebody else who can help you. And I know people hate the idea of coaches or mentors or, you know, when they feel like, well, I don't want to do this or that. If that's what you need, fine. If you need to just go to your pastor and have him pray and talk to you, then that's what you need to do. But you need to go outside of yourself in some way, shape, or form when you cannot reflect enough to take yourself to the next level.
Because someone can have an objective idea, maybe something that you didn't think about or something on the outside. And it might be, it may have been something that someone may have shared with you already, but, you know, for that time you just couldn't see it or you couldn't hear it.
It
just was not the right time. And I mean, I know for a fact that when you talk about being taken for a loop or you know, you have things to happen that you didn't expect or what have you, like I said, I have a process now that I've experienced, and it will be in the book. It's one of those type of things. But, you know, I tell you, did I want to just lay down and say, okay, let's see, what would be the best thing for me to do right now, just to throw in the towel? Yeah, that thought is always a thought, but it's just a fleeting thought, because then you're like, no, you're too far out. I'm in the middle. I can't swim back. I can't just walk back. I got to swim back. So if I got to swim, you might as well keep on going. It's no, you know, stopping. It is no stopping in that. What are some of the things that you have done? You know, we talk about the rebranding, and when you faced adversity, or you've had some things to maybe just kind of like take you for a loop, or maybe could have been some partnerships or what have you. What are some of the other things that you've done to stay focused and to continue to keep moving forward?
You know, I can talk about different things. One case in point, BBWO was not always called Black Business Women Online. It did have a formal name, and some people may know it if they're an old school BBWO member. But I had some trademark conflict with the initial name from someone who said, you know what, it sounds like my name. And I said, well, it's not your name. But as I learned, because you have to learn in business, that when it comes to trademark, it's not necessarily just how it's written, but if it sounds, if there's a likelihood of conflict, that's an issue. And it was a point where I think my network was about 5,000 members several years in, and this person, initially we had spoken a few years prior, we agreed that the name would be fine, just to leave it as the domain name, and she was fine with that, but as the network grew, it still became a challenge, and she was going to shut me down. And Ning was like, you have 3 days, and then everything is gone. All my work, all everything. I said, you can take the name. You can have it. Good Lord. This is me. This is my business. And it's become BBWO. And I said, okay, well, fine. I really don't care about the name. But I care about the fact that this is my network for Black business women. I said, okay, Black business women online. I'm changing the name. I changed the brand. And no one knows it for anything else but BBWO. And so, like I said, sometimes there's a way to look at something. And this is someone who, by the way, we had several conversations. She actually went behind my back and did this when she spoke to Ning. And when I was selling Gun and Gun, she said to me, you know, I was really impressed with the way that you approached the situation. You didn't yell at me. You know, I had people that they cursed at me. They did this and that. And I said, you know what? I believe that it's not about the situations we're in, but how we handle the situations that define us. And this was someone who, after the fact, was saying to me, you know, if you want me to promote your stuff, if you want me to do anything for you, I'm not here to burn bridges or figure out how to attack people who attack me. I'm here to fulfill my mission. So when it comes to a challenge, I'm going to find a way to retweak it, change it, and fix it so it still fits me without me having to be defensive. And I think that always works for me. It's kind of like I have a click in my head. If there's a challenge, like I said, the show must go on. When I did my recently She Rocks the Web weekend workshop, I lost my voice. 3 days, weekend workshop, everything's going great, and my voice was kaput. And I said, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I can't cry. So the show must go on. You know, the show must go on. And, you know, the ladies were amazing. They worked with me. I had my PowerPoint presentations. I said, you know, hey, who's going to come up and, you know, say these slides here, and then while they said the slides, we whispered. There were a few hours of the second day in the morning. We whispered until my voice came back, and no one noticed. It was kind of like one of those spiritual moments, because I was like, oh, my God, I can speak again. But it was not a matter of, oh, God, my voice is gone. What am I doing? Because I said to them, if I start panicking, then my people are going to panic. And the women around me, and I'm not here to put that energy out. So whatever bad energy comes to me, it's almost as if I've got to convert it into something positive before I spit it back out, because what we have, it feeds into everybody else around us. And so, I mean, I've gone through a lot. Those are some small things. I'm not going to go through the ugly cry ones, because I'm not ugly crying this morning.
The ugly cry. I know, right? When you use not tissue, box of tissue, but a whole roll of toilet tissue.
A whole roll. I'm talking about roll. But, I mean, you know, we all have those moments, but you gotta just eat them up and turn them into something positive. Just think about, you know, the time that it's taking you to fixate on how you're going to get back on so-and-so, or fixate on how you're going to fix the issue.
Right.
And it'll just work out.
And a lot of times, I'm sure you have learned this too, that, wow, sometimes that person, if it were a person or that, you know, that method of way we were handling a particular business, part, venture, or what have you, sometimes that's just a good to get that out of your life, you know.
Oh,
it's,
yes.
It's just worth having them no longer there so that you can soar, because you're who you're associated with has a lot to do with how far you go. And if you have some dead weight that's holding you down, I mean, a plane can't take off if it has too much weight on it. So, yeah, you're exactly right on that. Wow. Well, if you had just joined us, we are online with the phenomenal Miss LaShonda Henry. She is a superstar networker here, online marketing, internet marketer. She's built a tremendous career. She is the owner of so many different websites, including BBWO, which I had forgotten the original name. You know, you said that, the branding of all of that, Multiple Shades of You Online. I mean, she's here today sharing with us. And LaShonda, we're going to try to see if we can take some questions. Are you open to that today with us online here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great. Well, we're going to take a short break, take one little quick break here, come right back. If you've got a question, you can dial 347-838-9278, 347-838-9278. Press 1 so that we know that you have a question and you're in the chat room. Let us know. Type your question out there. We'll be happy to get to you as well. We'll be right back after this short break with none other than our guest today on Wealthy Sisters, LaShonda Henry.
Hi there, this is Bill Lee. I'm a voice talent and I want to work for you. Just email me at bill@billlee.net.
For God so loved the world. We've probably all heard the start to this verse, but what does it really mean in our daily lives?
At FedEx, we understand you want a partner who can help you go global. That's why FedEx delivers next business day by 10:30 a.m. from more major international cities than any other express carrier. FedEx. Another day, another dollar saved.
Hi, we're back here online. Wealthy Sisters, we're happy to have you. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Wealthy Sisters. That's SISTAS. You can download all of our shows at Wealthy Sisters, SISTAS radio.com. Yes, we're there. We're also on Twitter. And did you know you can download our show free on iTunes? Yes, so we appreciate you for listening. We're celebrating the third year, and we could not have done it without you. Thank you so much, and we look forward to you spreading the word and sharing the good news about Wealthy Sisters, because we're here to help you, as we know that our purpose is to, number one, provide inspiration, encouragement, and rich content that you can apply to your life, to your business right now, and be very successful. So, and also, we've got to provide that platform to promote and edify the sisters for doing big things. So another sister on our show today, Miss LaShonda Henry. I tell you, the lines are packed out. We've got a few moments. We're going to try to take a few questions. I've got a 901 number. I think that's down in the SIP, as they say, but I might be wrong. I want to say welcome to Wealthy Sisters. Please state your name and your question.
God bless you. My name's Alicia. I'm calling from the Memphis, Tennessee area.
Memphis,
and,
all right. Welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes.
I had a quick question. I can't stay on long, but I just emailed you in a chat room. I'm interested in learning more about becoming an online at-home marketeer. So if there's any way you can, I'm a show host on Soundfort today. I connected with you. If you can email me like a website or some information,
because I
definitely, with over 30 years of sales under my belt, and I'm a new author myself, I definitely want to, my book could be published shortly, so I definitely want to find out how I can make money, resources online from my home office,
Okay, we got you.
So I can do the ministry. Yeah, I want to travel with the ministry and do what God has called me to do. And a 9-to-5 job isn't going to work.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you for calling in. So, Shonda, go ahead and give your contact information.
Sure. My main website is SisterSense, SisterSense.com, and that's essentially the space where I help you make sense of making money online. It's a lot of information about marketing, networking, et cetera. Essentially, you mentioned two things, one being interested in online marketing and one you are a newly released author. I would say for now when you're starting out, you want to pick a focus. So it could either be one, wanting to promote the book, or two, wanting to specifically figure out what product or service you want to focus on with respect to online marketing. Like I said, for you, Pars, that should probably be the book for right now.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Well, it looks like we've got in North Carolina, I think, 336-517. Hello, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Angel, and I'm calling from Greensboro. Hi, Lashanda.
Hello.
How are you?
What's your question? Welcome. What's your question?
My question is, if you're interested in doing a blog, kind of doing a new blog and getting out there, what kind of budget should you set to invest in putting that?
Oh, that's a great question. Great question. Thank you. That's a great question.
So
what kind of budget
do
you need?
Okay, so you want a budget to build your blog. Really, the budget depends on you. If you are just interested in trying to get your feet wet and just see what it's like to blog, you can actually do that for free, whether it be WordPress.com or Blogger.com. I prefer Blogger.com for free blogs. But now if you have an established business and you want to develop your own blog website, I would say connect with a web designer. And you can, depending on the designer, you can start a branded blog for, I would say, anywhere between $250 to $750. Really, it depends on the designer that you have. I develop blogs for anywhere between $450 and $650. But like I said, the budget is nominal if you want to start off at a professional branded look. But you can start off for free using something like Blogger or WordPress.com.
Awesome. That's great advice. Let's go to 850-765. Hello. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi. My name is Lynn, and I'm calling from Tallahassee, Florida. Hi. How are you guys doing today?
Welcome. Welcome. Thank you for calling in, Lynn. What's your question?
Well, I'm familiar with the Ning site, and I originally was a member of the BBWO when they first were the Black Business Women Online. And I'm interested, just like LaShonda, I know she's been doing this for some time. I'm interested in, yes, becoming an online marketeer and so-called getting paid while I sleep. So I'm just interested, like the young lady, just on some key things on how to get started in doing that. I signed up with an organization that, you know, provided me a website and so forth, but it's been some time and they charged me for it. So I'm interested now in how to do it without the fee.
Okay, so what particularly are you trying to promote online?
Just any type of services or products, it doesn't matter. I'm just, how do you go about it?
Okay, well, see, it starts with you have to find a specific product or service that you would like. Are you saying you're looking for something to sell? Is that what
exactly.
it is?
Exactly. That's probably where I'm at now.
Mm. Okay, so I see what you're saying. That's a little different. So what I would like you to do is send me an email, lhenry@thisisbook.com. Tell me a little bit more about what you've done, and then I will follow up with you on that.
lhenry@, say that again.
SisterSense, SisterSense.com.
Good enough. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Great question there. Yeah, that's, you know, it's real important, like you said, for us to kind of have an idea of what we want to do. And I think what happens a lot of time with the Internet, if we're not familiar with it, people think that you can just get on there and, like you said, just do anything. But you got to have a plan even with using the Internet as well, huh?
Yes, absolutely. You have to have a plan.
Yeah, so go ahead and give your information again. And before you do that, talk to us a little bit more about that awesome publication that you have, the Sister Sense magazine, and congratulations to you on the fifth year of publishing it as well. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, thank you. Of course, you guys, I hope you all know that Deborah is a part of BBWO 50, 50 Fabulous Women Entrepreneurs. And every year, what I like to do with Black Business Women Online is to showcase some of the wonderful women who are doing amazing things. And so this year, the BBWO 50, as in last year, is featured in my magazine, which is called Sister Sense in Print. And you can find that at mag.sistersense.com. Basically, inside Sister Sense in Print, I like to, one, showcase what other women entrepreneurs are doing, and two, just share the different money and marketing recommendations that I have. So in this issue, in addition to the BBWO 50, I'm talking about how to monetize your blog, some of the different things that I did to boost or increase my sales online, as well as some recommendations when you're trying to move up to that $50,000 plus a level as far as your income is online. So that's the magazine, and BBWO 50 is featured on Black Business Women Online, which is a social networking community for women entrepreneurs of color, and that is on mybbwo.com.
Mm-hmm. And how can they find you on Facebook and Twitter?
Really easy. Find me, LaShonda Henry. If you just type that in, you can find me just about anywhere. LaShonda Henry on Facebook. The best place is, like you said, the Facebook page is Black Business Women Online. It's got close to 40,000 fans and followers right now, so that's another great place to be. But like I said before, the heart of my operation is Sister Sense, which is SISTASENSE.com. Once you go there, you get all the social media links as well as information about what I do and how I can help you online.
Awesome, awesome. Well, LaShonda, I tell you, this has been a great show. I am just so thrilled to have had you on. I appreciate you. And if no one has told you today, we love you, girlfriend. We love you for everything that you're doing and the trail that you're blazing. What would you like to leave our audience with today? We have about 3 minutes left. And what would be the nugget that you would give to them right now?
I love keeper quotes. I'm always about taking these little nuggets and words that you can keep with you. And one of them I personally that inspires me quite a bit is, whatever the mind can believe, the mind can achieve. And so you really want to think about what you believe and how you can turn that belief into something that's tangible for yourself. There's nothing that's off limits. I never, went somewhere and saw BBWO or Sister Sense or even the magazine. I said, you know, if nobody's going to put me on the cover, I'm going to put myself on a cover. You know, just really, none of this stuff was created for me. I just kind of said, case in point, when I was interning at IBM, you know, I wish I had more Black women, more entrepreneurs to work with and network with. And so I created BBWO, you know, create those things that you want to see. Believe it, and you can achieve it. You can make it happen.
You know what? That is so true. People always ask me, why did you create Wealthy Sisters? And it's the same reason. I was like, look, I'm selfish. I wanted this information. I wanted to learn, you know. I love it. And the fact that, like I said, we don't have that platform to showcase awesome individuals like yourself. We only see what's, you know, we're bombarded with in the media. You know, you don't see the people from behind the scenes that have worked hard and built a career and a great business and have wisdom that want to share it. You don't always see that, you know, today. So that's what I was hungering for, and you know, here we are today. So again, thank you, and I want to encourage everyone to check you out, to find LaShonda Henry on Twitter, Facebook. Go to Sister Sense, SISTASENSE.com. You know, join her network. She has a plethora of information there for you that you can really build your business. And know that, yes, it is an investment to build your business. So
yes.
Find something. Get some of her e-books. She has some great e-books there available for you at very affordable prices. You know, a lot of times people I know, they get online and they don't want to invest in their business because it's online. But you've got to build it. You've got to take it seriously. And if you want that information, she has it there for you. So, again, LaShonda, thank you. Thank you to all of our fabulous listeners. We appreciate you from calling in from all over the world. Thank you for downloading this show. You can, if you missed the first half of it, you can go to WealthySistersRadio.com and be able to download it there on your iPhones, your Androids, all of that as well. And we remind you to please follow us at Wealthy Sisters on Twitter, and you can find us on Facebook there as well. And then if you're on the Blog Talk Network, click follow so that you can get your reminder every week about the show. Thank you again, and as always, we're wishing you and yours the best of everything great. We'll see you next week, and have a super fantastic day.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by the Professional Black Woman, turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hardnett, our host next week, as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. That's www.wealthysisters.com.